Good evening. How are you?
Blessed.
We are truly blessed. Often people don't think so, but they haven't a clue. There's always more to praise God for than there is to complain about. And yet often we just complain instead of realizing how blessed we are. Now, sometimes being blessed, we can still be scared. I mean, when you listen to the gospel today, it's not a very exciting gospel. You know, someone asked Jesus, "Hey, Lord, is there going to be only a few who are saved?" And he says, "Oh, well, you better try to enter through that narrow gate, for some are going to try and not be strong enough. And then they're going to close the door and they're going to come and say, you know, I knew you, I did these things, I went to confirmation class, I sat there and I went to church. Can you imagine? Get away from me, I never knew you." And so that's why tonight's so important, as we come, and especially for the confirmation kids that are going to study the process of being confirmed. Tonight we give you a gift. It's not the gift you're going to keep, it's a Bible, but they're not all new. But if you don't have a new one tonight, make sure we'll give you a brand new spanking Bible. And it's yours to keep for life. And the purpose of it is for you to come to know Jesus. Because when he says, "I never knew you," the way you get to know Jesus is how? In his word. Remember Saint Jerome, one of our saints, Saint Jerome, you know. He says, ignorance of the Bible is ignorance of Christ. And so if those of you who are older remember, the Baltimore Catechism says, you know, kids sit there nowadays, not you people, but when I used to teach at prep a long time ago, there would be kids who sat there and they would get, you know, high or drunk on Saturday night. Now, none of you kids do that, but it was these other bad kids when I was there. And they would sit there and go, "Hey, man, what's the meaning of life?" And some would sit there and say, "I just want to be happy." Someone else would say, "I'm going to get the most beautiful girl ever, and I'm going to marry, I'm going to have a bunch of kids." Someone would say, "I'm going to make lots of money." And they all come up with the meaning of life. And people try this all the time. What's the meaning of life? You watch television, what's the meaning of life? What's the meaning of life? What's the meaning of life? And you might all have your little things about what the meaning of life is. But don't you know, everything that you might want is going to be gone one day. Bam, it's going to be gone. The only thing that's eternal is God. And so the church teaches us from the very beginning, and some people say it's the old catechism. This isn't the catechism of the Catholic Church, the new catechism. Who made me? God made me. Why did God make me? God made me to know him, to love him, and serve him in this world so I can be happy with him forever in the next. God created me and you to be happy forever. But the way you and I get to be happy forever is to know God. Now again, people go to church every Sunday. In this church, other churches, not the cathedral. Everybody knows God at the cathedral. But the reality is I know lots of people who go to church every week and haven't a clue who Jesus Christ is, right? Again, when I very first got ordained, I was doing one of my first retreats ever. And it was a kid, I did the senior class retreat. The very last day was their retreat before they left prep. And so this kid had went through 8 years Catholic grade school, 4 years Catholic high school, was graduating from prep, and I heard his confession. He was the last kid to go. And at the end of the confession, I looked at him and I said, "Son, do you know Jesus Christ?" And he looked at me and says, "Father, I haven't a clue." He knew a lot about Jesus. He went to prep. He could tell me what a sacrament is, an outward sign instituted by Christ that gives grace. He could tell me what the definition of the Trinity is. There is one God and three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But he couldn't tell me that he knew Jesus. Catholic education failed him. If after all those years of school, you don't know Jesus, there's no hope. The whole purpose is for you to come to know that God is real. Now, we pray that if they didn't, that they'll come to know that someday they'll come to know that God is real. They just don't go through the motions. They know it. They know it. They know it. And the way you're going to know it is through his word. The Bible that we give you tonight is the narrow way. When you get to know Jesus, here is the way that God will teach you how to live. Not Oprah, not television, not the newest game. God. This is the owner's manual for how to live your life. This is the narrow way. So if you want to be one of those few who get the narrow way, you spend time with his word. How often should you go to his word? Every day. I have a saying, no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. What is that? No Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. Once I taught that at prep, one of the kids looked at me and says, I don't eat breakfast, Father. No Bible, no lunch, no Bible, no bed. But you go and you get from the Word of God first. You read. You know, again, people get depressed, or people get messed up, or they get cynical. People think that they're, you know, some of the Catholics that are most cynical think they're the best ones. Really? We need to be given hope to a world in darkness. The world's in great darkness now. I don't know if you've noticed. We need to be the light. And no matter how dark the darkness gets, the light is always stronger. You and I need to be the light of the world. And so if there's great darkness, no matter how dark, we need to be the light. If you and I have his word living inside of us, we will be that light. We will be that hope. And so you sit there and you keep the Bible next to your bedstand, and before you get out of bed to go to the bathroom, you just grab it and you say, come Holy Spirit, because only the Spirit of God can reveal to you the Word of God, and you let God speak to your heart, and you open it up and you slowly start reading till God takes a 2x4 and whacks you over the head. Then stop, listen, respond. People say, God doesn't talk to me, Father. He'll talk to you every day if you spend time with him in his word. If you spend time with him in his word, you'll get to know Jesus. Not what I teach you, because this is Jesus. In a lot of the Orthodox churches, there's a tabernacle with a sanctuary candle. And then across the way, there's a Bible with a sanctuary candle. Because they're both real presences of Christ. This isn't a book. This is Jesus. His word he wants to reveal to you. So we're giving you this great gift. Use it every day and get to know Jesus and enter through the narrow gate. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it?
Yes, Father.
May you know his love today and forever. Amen.